This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. You got WEEI afternoons at that point. Drake May will join the show following the Patriots' 14-win season. They get the Chargers on Sunday night in Foxborough, nationally televised, standalone Sunday night game. I guess they're all standalone at this point, but the Sunday night
standalone
football broadcast window.
Yes.
We haven't spent a ton of time on the game yesterday. That Jalen Hawkins pick was sneaky pretty huge when you look back on it.
Yeah, the way things were going, they needed that.
They went 38-10. But the game, for a while, very close. They get a kick block late in the first half, which was ugly. Dolphins go down and get a field goal. Patriots match them with a 59-yarder from Borregales. Huge kick there.
That was sweet. And that's also something to kind of put in your back pocket, right? Like, you know, Borregales, who started the year pretty shaky, has been pretty nails. I know it hasn't been, you know, made every kick since the first month of the season, but overall, like, isn't your confidence in him pretty high?
Yes, and I like that he not only hit a 59-yarder, but he did it after the last one got blocked. Like, I mean, yeah. I feel like he immediately bounced back and got the kick, which I do feel good about.
So that's pretty good.
Dolphins are driving, though, and Jalen Hawkins gets the end zone pick. Then you get Ramondre's second touchdown of the day. You get a punt from Miami. Ramondre gets a 35-yard touchdown run. It's pretty much over by then. One more three and out from Miami, and then Travion Henderson gets his second touchdown. It's 38-10, and it's a laugher. But that game was closer than it should have been for a long stretch, and you were wondering if the Pats might drop to the 3 seed because the Jags had already won earlier in the day, and now you're playing Buffalo instead of the Chargers, which I wouldn't have wanted. So I think the draw ended up pretty good for the Pats, which we can get back into. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I saw you tweet about this in real time.
Yeah, another one of my viral tweets.
You like that flea yesterday?
The flea was amazing.
Great.
So they run the flea flicker, which they've done a couple times this year, and we've seen it at times where, you know, the flea's okay, but it's a great flicker. We've seen it other times where it's just dominated by the flea. This is an example of that. This might be the best flea I've ever seen because Henderson, a lot of times guys take one half-ass step, then turn
their back,
like,
pitch it,
just like give it back to the quarterback. And you can see it in real time. Like, they run differently. You know, you're like, oh, flea flicker. And if you're on defense, you can just yell it. He did like a couple steps and a move to his left. Like, he was actually going to carry the ball, got behind a blocker, and then tossed it back, fleed it back to Drake May, who had a good flicker, and they picked up more than 8 yards. So it was like, that was a good, quote-unquote, trick play. That was great.
Yeah, well, and I can't help but think of, you know, Mike Vrabel mocking the play calling of double passes and getting 13 yards. Like, finally they got a big play on one of these trick plays.
They had a few things. So do you look at some of those things, you're like, hey, just give the charge something to think about, or are you like,
Could have saved it.
Maybe hang on to that. Like Ramondre Wildcat into the end zone and like stuff like that.
I mean, look, plays like that I feel like are so commonplace.
Yeah.
Like the Wildcat one, I don't think much of, to be honest.
Yeah.
But some of the other stuff, I would lean more towards why not save it than it's giving the Chargers something to think
also,
about.
Or also maybe try it out a little bit. Like they had that short yardage fourth down to Henderson where he gets stuffed. You're like, all right, maybe we don't do that. And maybe we don't.
Maybe get that one out of the playbook.
Yeah, maybe we put the ball in Drake Mason's hands.
McDaniel's Mafia was real quiet on that fourth down.
No. But the flea flicker was great, and Henderson doesn't finish with a 1,000-yard rushing season. 9-11, I think it was. Like, awesome year. Really got going after a slow start, and now having both of those guys playing the way that they are is, you know, it makes the offense look much different.
As good as Ramondre was yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you still nervous about him at all with fumbling?
Of course.
I
think you always will be.
I am too.
Guys.
And like Vrabel, Courtney asked Vrabel about this morning. And if you missed any of it, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Go back and listen to Vrabel every Monday on the Greg Hill Show. You can catch Drake May there later today. You can listen to our interviews with Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis. It's free. So go get the Audacy app. But, you know, Vrabel's kind of like, we stuck with him. I'm like, you're not totally out of the woods yet. Like, you ran all over a bad Dolphins team yesterday. Congrats. I think you could have done that with Travion Henderson. I am still nervous that he's going to fumble, but one thing Vrabel's been proven right on is sticking with Ramondre Stevenson paid dividends. And I was not with sticking with him after the Pittsburgh game. They could have cut him. They could have never played him again. They could have shut him down and made him a healthy scratch. Like, I didn't care. I was done with him after that game. Or at least a one-game benching anyways.
Yeah, I would have sat him down,
and
for
they
sure.
They didn't do any of that. And Vrabel's been rewarded in that way. But I'm still nervous about him fumbling. I can't imagine that's out of his range of outcomes.
I think that sort of sticks with everybody until eventually maybe you're able to forget it. Like Tiki Barber and like Amon Green, remember with the Packers?
Yep.
Those are two guys that stand out to me that they were great running backs, but they had that fumble issue. And even if it's just earlier in their career, it kind of sticks with you a little bit. So Ramondre,
well, Kevin Falk had it early in his career and
Falk
got rid of it.
One.
I mean,
yeah.
Falk definitely eradicated that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ramondre wasn't like 1 year early in his career. It's been his whole career.
Yeah. No, but I mean, right now he's playing the best he's looked.
Oh, he looked great yesterday. No doubt about it. 617-779-7937. Before we get to the Pats and their turnaround, I did mention also from the Vrabel interview, him answering questions about Steph Diggs and Christian Barmore. And we weren't here for any of that, Keith.
No.
And you know, Vrabel said he was not disappointed by it to the media. Chris Curtis pressed him about that a little bit today. He's like, well, how are you not disappointed?
Right.
Especially just when they came back-to-back. Like, one, and maybe these are nonsense accusations, and who knows. But I wouldn't have said I wasn't disappointed as the head coach of the team. I thought that was an odd answer, and I didn't really think he explained it great today.
No, not really. And I wonder if he's just because he's really defended his players throughout the season. And I'm not even talking about like off field stuff. That hasn't really come up throughout much of the year, but I mean like Ramondre's actually a great example, or like Pop Douglas, like he's defended those guys for stuff on the field. Now this is a different kind of territory as to like what really happened, what didn't really happen. I think Vrabel answered it the way he did initially, not this morning, but initially to say, you know, if you say I am disappointed, maybe you're in a way saying, yeah, this is true what happened?
Yeah, it makes him sound guilty.
Maybe. Like that's my thought as to why he answered it that way. Because you can't possibly be like, I'm not disappointed that this is going on. I mean, it's the last game of the regular season. Two of these things come out in back-to-back days. So what had been really almost entirely positive after week three, right? You start the year 1-2, seems like a lifetime ago. Since then, on and off the field, it's been all positive reviews for this team. And then you get these two situations, which you have to take seriously and are going to get brought up and are going to get discussed and could possibly lead to, you know, some kind of distraction or something. I would think disappointed would be the easiest thing to say.
So same. And I don't know. I mean, we don't know what happened. Vrabel doesn't know what happened, by the way. Like Diggs and his chef know what happened. And Christian Barmore and his girlfriend know what happened. I mean, Vrabel doesn't know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm disappointed to hear about these things, and we take them seriously. And look, maybe that's what he's trying to do, not make them sound guilty. But I thought that was an odd answer, and I didn't think he explained it very well today. Barmore, based on the team's statements, and even the statements from the lawyer, they're represented by the same guy. It sounds like Barmore may be the guiltier of the two based on how they've answered
them. Yeah, just reading what they're saying. And then honestly, even the two players, I'm not surprised at all that Steph Diggs handled his the way he did. And then Barmore,
well, Diggs,
for Alesso.
Diggs, in terms of like media savvy, handled it much better. Yeah. He's like, he was about to get asked a question. He's like, "Hey guys, I just wanted to say I wanted to be here the other day.
Yeah,
I was caught off guard
about it.
And this is all I'm going to say about it." So then, when people ask some questions, even tangentially relating to it, I didn't think they were direct questions about it. He's like, "Well, that's not a football question. I'm not answering it."
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Christian Barmore was just like,
"Miami football
in the game," and that was it. But no, I would say this. I thought Diggs was like a lock to be back next year. He may not be after this.
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean he's guilty, but I feel way less confident that he's back after this.
I do think, I'm pretty confident that Mike Vrabel and Drake May love him. That helps.
Vrabel in the locker room video.
Yeah.
I mean, Vrabel was one clap in everybody. Ramondre Stevenson, one clap. Drake May, one clap. He like embraced and high-fived Steph Diggs, which he wasn't doing with anybody
else. The two most important guys there love him. I think Robert Kraft does. We'll see how this goes. And also, where does this story go, right? Like, it can go a couple of different directions. So if it goes in one that ends up being positive for Steph Diggs, then I think he will be back. If it doesn't, that obviously complicates things. Now, it may also factor into how many other teams are interested in him and if it's a reduced cost and all this other stuff, which clearly factors in
to
whether they bring players back or not. So yeah, I think there's a little. I'd say there's a little bit more doubt on whether he's back, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, that's fair. Like I'm not sure, and I don't know. Before we went on break, I was pretty sure he was going to be back, and they'd figure something out with the contract because he's basically due no guaranteed money next year. I'm less confident in that now.
Yeah,
but you know, on the field he's been great, and that continued yesterday. He's the first 1,000-yard receiver since Julian Edelman. You had a good list yesterday about all the 1,000-yard receivers. One of your many viral tweets.
Yeah, this one took off like a rocket ship. So these are the 1,000-yard receivers. So this was so dumb. I tweeted it out. It was too late, and I don't delete tweets, right? Because I'm not a coward.
Oh, boy.
But I was like, here are the 1,000-yard receivers in my lifetime. So I'm like, I don't want to go back too far. I think there's only been one other guy that I didn't include on the list. So like, Patriots 1,000-yard receivers all time.
Oh, you could have just
versus
done like,
my lifetime is essentially the same list. But I'm such a moron that I was like,
you could have just been. Oh, so there was one guy before.
I think Harold Jackson did it in the 70s.
Nice.
So I just missed that one. But Stanley Moore. This is the list of 1,000-yard receivers for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Harold Jackson, I couldn't include him on the list.
Yeah, get him out.
At Keef21 for great content like this. Stanley Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Irving Fryer.
Sure.
Ben Winter Coates.
Nice.
Terry Glenn.
Okay.
Troy Brown.
Yep.
Randy Moss.
Sure.
Wes Welker.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Julian Edelman.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Cooks. Kind of a forgotten
1,000
yards. He had 1,000 yards everywhere he went for a while.
Wow.
And Steph Diggs. It's a pretty short list, and it's like a couple of all-time greats in there, bunch of team Hall of Famers, like NFL Hall of Famers. It's not like they just have a different 1,000-yard guy every year. I mean, it hasn't been since 2019, so it's been a little bit of a drought. But, so Steph Diggs, that's a short list of guys.
It is. 617-779-7937. You could jump in on that. How the Patriots are handling this. And, again, a bunch of texts. Why does he have to answer it the way you want? We didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, no.
Meaning Vrabel.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're guilty or not. I have no idea. If they are, or one of them is, and you said you weren't disappointed, that's going to look bad in the future, is what I would say.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah, I would skew the other way as opposed to how Vrabel handled it, but we'll see. I mean, maybe they have, I'm sure they have better intel than me. They certainly knew about both of these incidents long before the public knew about it. The Barmore one happened in August. The Diggs one happened at the beginning of the month. They certainly knew about this a long, long time ago. So who knows what they know compared to what we know.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
So I would disagree with the Twitch chat. Yes and no. It says these are personal issues, not team issues. Yeah, but sometimes the personal issues can affect the team. I mean, Jabril Peppers had personal issues last year, and then suddenly, what, he's on the commissioner's exempt list or whatever?
Oh,
and then he wasn't
sure.
available to the team.
Yeah, I don't think either of these guys are going to miss playoff games.
I don't think so either. They just played.
Yeah.
They just played yesterday.
Yeah.
So that part's true. But I don't know. I have a hard time saying that it's just nothing.
Yeah. Also, if it impacts Diggs in any way on the field, then
that'd be a bad thing
for them. Yeah, exactly. And they didn't look affected yesterday. It was also the crappy Dolphins. Who's most responsible for their turnaround, Keith? We mentioned this a couple of times early in the show. 1 year ago today, Jerod Mayo fired by the Patriots. So he's out. We weren't sure who was going to be in, though I think we had a good idea of Vrabel was going to be a strong candidate here. They were a 4-win team, really a 3-win team. They beat a Bills team that wasn't trying in the last week of the year. They bring in Vrabel. We didn't know if they'd spend money. We didn't know if Drake May was the guy. We didn't know how their free agent class would work, the draft class would work, all these things. And now we sit here today. They're a 14-win team. They're the 2 seed in the AFC, tied for the most wins in the AFC. They won their division. They're hosting a playoff game on Sunday. Who's most responsible for that turnaround in the last 365 days?
Yeah, I'm going with Mike Vrabel on this. And the player is, you know, usually more important than the coach, especially in the other three sports. But in football, it's maybe a little bit closer, but still you'd go with the star player. But in this case, because of there was such an overhaul of the coaching staff and the players on the roster, and if you want to get into like the culture and everything else, I put that more on Vrabel. They turned over, feels like, more than half the roster. So you're not getting that with every single head coach that comes in here, or you're not getting that certainly if you just brought back Gerard Mayo again or whatever else. So he went in there, offense and defense completely changed, special teams for good measure, changed all of that stuff. The defense is good, right? So it's not just Drake May is dragging a bad defense and is outshining everybody. We've gone back and forth this year, at least I have, on, all right, who's actually playing better? Do you like the defense a little bit better, or do you like the offense a little bit better? And so Drake May, I'm arguing for, should be the MVP. So he'd be sort of like an easy answer. But Mike Vrabel, I think, should be the coach of the year. And when you factor in all the personnel decisions that he's made, I'm going to give him the slight edge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Here, as to, if I can only pick one who had a bigger reason for the turnaround, I'll go Vrabel.
So I would go May, but you know, similar to Stafford and May in the MVP debate, I do think it's a good case and a good debate, and I don't think Vrabel's a bad answer. I would just lean May on this. When you have a quarterback break out the way he did, and we can get into why that is it Vrabel's here and he's drilled in all of these game management and, you know, situational aspects to May's game, where I think May's been pretty good this year. Sure, you can give him a lot of credit for it. Could it be Josh McDaniels and his play calling? I know there's a lot of media members that feel
some would say
in this town.
There's a guy coming on too that might feel that way.
Could it be adding a number one receiver like Steph Diggs? Sure. I mean, all those things definitely could factor into it. Getting him an offensive line, Morgan Moses and Garrett Bradbury and Will Campbell as the number four pick, Jared Wilson, who didn't play yesterday, in the third round. I mean, all those things are factors in Drake May's turnaround. The biggest one is, I mean, he was due and poised for a big year two, I think, independent of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's able to reach a ceiling because of all of those things. And I would lean towards the quarterback. I'd have Vrabel next on the list. Where would Kraft factor in? I mean, he's getting a lot of credit on the broadcast yesterday, for instance. He had the foresight to move on from Gerard Mayo. Not everybody would do that. I beg to differ. A lot of owners fire their coaches these days after 1 year. The Raiders just did it today.
But another reason why I would have Vrabel ahead of May and certainly way ahead of Robert Kraft would be, like, those guys were on the team last year. They were a part of that. And so you saw, here's another example, but in Kansas City, Andy Reid had established the Kansas City Chiefs is a pretty good team, and they were making the playoffs with Alex Smith, and like they had set the foundation, and like he jumped them up to being like a good team. Then they got Patrick Mahomes. Then they became the next dynasty.
They were turbocharged.
So, like, that wasn't even a debate. You're like, hey, Andy Reid's really good, but Mahomes is the reason. Whereas, you know, May played whatever it was, 12 games last year. Kraft obviously owned the team forever, and they were in a couple of really down years. Then you bring in Vrabel. It's like this one guy completely, like, shocked the system. And part of it was, you know, bringing in a lot of other people that he felt were right. But because you hit on the draft, and I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that. You hit in free agency, I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that. And then just the whole overall team looks like they're coached so well. I'll give him the nod. Now, in a couple of years, you hope it becomes a little bit more of a Drake May thing, and then that's what leads to, you know, Mahomes, Brady-type crazy runs is because your quarterback is just that good. But at least to legitimize the team and go from 4 wins to 14, like, I'm going to go with the coach in this one.
I'm with you. I wouldn't have Kraft near the top of the list.
No.
I'd go May over Vrabel. You go Vrabel over May. I mean, what I will give Kraft credit for, I mean, I guess firing Mayo, sure. He's also the one who had him handpicked 5 years ago and, like, got you into the mess in the first place. So it's weird to give him a ton of credit for that, but I'll begrudgingly say he made the right move there for sure.
And that can be tough because it makes you look bad. And it's one of the reasons why Jerry Jones never fires coaches, because he knows how bad it makes him look, so he keeps guys too long. So that could have been a factor here. Be like, hey, I got to give Mayo one more year. Hey, maybe we spend a little bit more money. Hey, maybe we get him Milton Williams, and maybe we'll be better.
But you made
but he
the
didn't
point.
Convince himself of that.
He could have just started with Vrabel a year ago.
Yeah,
Vrabel
that's why I don't overboard. I don't want to go overboard because Vrabel was just out there for anybody to have. And you're like, no, we think Mayo is better than Vrabel.
Here's what I'll give Kraft credit
for. One point.
Yeah, here's what I'll give Kraft credit for. They spent money. I mean, they actually legitimately spent money this offseason. And so I will give Kraft credit for that. They ponied up for Milton Williams, and they got him. And, you know, I think a lot of it's phony money with Diggs, but they paid him. They paid other guys in free agency like Spillane and Harold Land. Like, they spent money in free agency. Now they got to do it again.
Yeah.
But that's where I'll give Kraft a lot of credit this offseason. But it's still well behind the coach and the quarterback.
A good point on the text line, too. You know, not having Terrell Williams all season in the role that you thought you were going to have him, and having to sort of, like, coach up a new defensive coordinator on the fly.
Vrabel.
Yeah, another feather in the cap for Vrabel. Yeah.
Another check mark for him. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ball. On a Patriots Monday, they'll talk to Patriots quarterback Drake May coming up after 2 o'clock. We will also get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag in with my two favorite allies. Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's time to leave the show. It's 1:30 today. Let's go grab bag anywhere in the USA. Let's go grab bag. Let's go grab bag.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Patriots wrapped up their regular season with a 38-10 win over the Dolphins at Gillette yesterday. The Pats finished the regular season with a record of 14-3 and are the number 2 seed in the AFC. Up next, the Patriots will face the Chargers in the wildcard round of the playoffs on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Tonight, the Celtics look to make it 4 wins in a row when the Seas host the Bulls. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. The Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night to wrap up a 5-game road trip, looking to make it 3 wins in a row when the Bees will be in Seattle taking on the Kraken. And tonight on WEEI AM 850, you can hear the call of the FCS title game between Illinois State and Montana State. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7:30. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.